USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. White House correspondent and lawyer John Decker says a high court response could go one of two ways.
It may just decide, you know what, we're not going to step in at this point. Or it may say, you know what, this is a very important issue. We need to resolve this issue right now.
Jack Smith is skipping a federal appeals court and is going directly to the Supreme Court to determine whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed while in office. A recent poll indicates that almost half of voters think the U.S. is allocating excessive funds for aid to Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. According to the Financial Times Michigan Ross poll, 48% of voters believe the U.S. is providing too much financial and military support to Kyiv. In contrast, 27% feel the U.S. is spending the right amount, while 11% think it is not spending enough. The White House is raising concerns regarding indications that Israel might have improperly utilized U.S.-manufactured white phosphorus munitions.
Anytime that we provide items like white phosphorus to another military, it is with the full expectation that it'll be used in keeping with those legitimate purposes.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the administration intends to question Israeli officials about these allegations. The Air Force concluded that alleged leaker Jack Teixeira acted alone, disciplining 15 others for dereliction of duty. The investigation found the unit failed to respond adequately to Teixeira's intelligence-seeking activities. While there's no evidence of supervisor awareness, contributing factors to the leak involve insufficient inspection, inconsistent reporting of security incidents, and lack of supervision during night shift operations. And a Rocky Mountain spotted fever outbreak in Southern California has resulted in three deaths, according to the CDC. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The Supreme Court is dismissing cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members. This follows President Biden's repeal of the federal employee vaccine requirement in May and the Pentagon's rescinding of its mandate in January due to congressional action. The High Court rejected three cases, overturning appeals court decisions that favored the challenges. The Ukrainian president will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. Lance Pry has more.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is set to travel to the White House tomorrow. President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting. An aid package for the country is still in limbo. Lawmakers blocking a bill to give aid to Ukraine and Israel in their wars against Russia and Hamas. Lawmakers that oppose the funding want the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border attended to. Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town.
Increasing numbers of Americans are choosing to travel by plane or car during this holiday season, indicating a continued rebound from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. AAA forecasts that over 115 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles during the last 10 days of the year, marking the highest projection since 2019. Anna Cardwell, who was on the TLC program Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, has died at the age of 29. Yesterday, her sister, Honey Boo Boo, and her mom, June Shannon, known as Mama June, made the announcement on social media. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.